Thank you so much for joining the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Challenging times. Everybody's had them right now. And Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact their team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage, they are with you. And we appreciate them being a part of the CBS Sports Radio Network and the John Kincaid Show. Hopefully you're listening on your local affiliate. Always want to give you the reminder. You can listen on the radio.com app, and the radio.com app also allows you to rewind. So if you missed something, or if your, you know, your local affiliate ditches out of the show, you can listen on the radio.com app, pick it right up, play it. You can also listen on Sirius XM 206. We're glad you're a part of the family here. Anthony Pierino at Tony Pierino on Twitter. How's that going, by the way, Anthony? At Tony Pierino. How's that going? Is it the Tony Pierino makes it much easier for people, by the way.
Yeah, still getting used to Tony, because I've never once until now have had people refer to me as Tony.
As Tony, right.
It's always
but that makes it unique.
It's either always Anthony or AP.
Right, exactly.
Or they just call me by my last name, because here in New York there's so many Anthonys. Like growing up in school, it was always, hey, Pierino, because we had like three or four Anthonys in the class.
Is there any, and I should have asked you this, was AP in NY available?
I didn't even attempt that one.
Because you know you can change your tag. You can change Tony Pierino. You should check out and see if AP in NY is available. Six letters. AP in NY. Or
you like,
AP.
Do you like that one? You like that one better than Tony Pierino?
Yes.
Really?
Because people always do the I before E stuff wrong.
Okay,
and then have to Google AP in NY or
if
AP,
I had a guess, I would think that's probably available.
Or AP in NYC might be available, and I think that makes it easier. I thought about that during the week for you, but I'm glad to hear you're doing okay though. And you and I are social distance always. We're always 900 miles apart.
Yeah, we've been practicing this for a number of years already.
Much to your delight, you're doing okay though. I mean, because you are right in the center.
It could be worse. Right. Everyone's healthy, thankfully. So I mean, that's all you could ask for at this point.
There you go. Now that's a very mature outlook on your part, and I just wanted to say this because I'm embarrassed. And I talked about it with Anthony earlier on today, but I wanted to share it with the audience because I have a feeling that there are some of you out there in the audience that maybe have done the same thing. I'm a very blessed guy. Got a beautiful wife and daughter. Have gotten to chase my dream in this career that I didn't start doing full time till I was 33 years old. So I started late on my career full time pursuits to do this for a living. I'm a very blessed guy. I've had cancer twice and survived it. That's extremely blessed. Two-time cancer survivors of different cancers is a very select group. I think the numbers tell you that it's around 3 out of 10 of people who get two different kinds of cancers and survive. So I've been very blessed. I'm a saver. So financially, I've put my money away and done things as I've worked hard. I've had the blessing, and I say blessing, of working three jobs for the majority of my professional life, because even when I was in the business world before I went to radio full time, I got to work radio on the weekends. So I'd be a radio host on the weekends and then part time and then get to chase that. But I got to tell you, yesterday morning, I woke up and something took over. I woke up yesterday morning and didn't count my blessings. I woke up yesterday morning to news that, well, the place we usually go for our beach vacation, maybe I'm not going to be able to have my normal beach trip. That right now they have rules in place that you can go in the pools, but you either got to go in the pool, and if you're going to go out, get out of the pool, you got to, like, you can't just stand around and you can't lounge around on chairs at the pool. They don't allow that. And then I start looking at Vegas, where we go in the summer. And I start looking at Vegas, and the strip's closed, and now the strip's closed through May the 21st, the MGM resorts have canceled reservations through May the 21st. And I started looking at that going, man, is the Strip even going to be open? Am I going to be able to go to Vegas? And I started feeling sorry for myself. And I got to tell you, I felt that way all day yesterday. And I don't know what happened to me in my sleep. I don't know if it's the great Lord above, who I absolutely believe in. Not trying to offend anybody. But I woke up feeling ashamed. Because I don't have days like that. I'm a very upbeat guy. I really am. I'm upbeat every day. I pretty much, if you know people who know me, I'm the same person every day. I'm the same person on Monday that I am on Wednesday that I am on Friday. I don't have days where I'm like dark and stomping around and being upset. John, what's wrong? I got to tell you, I can't stand that person. The person who comes to work or walks around life and then one day of the week they're just going to stomp around and be in a bad mood and they want everybody to say, well, what's wrong? Are you having a bad day? What's the problem? Don't like it. And I woke up this morning ashamed of myself. I don't know if it came to me last night in a dream or whatever, but I was so ashamed of myself this morning. Because the countless blessings that I have, and you know what I'm not doing? I'm not risking my life on the front lines to help other people. I'm not somebody who's saying, oh my gosh, how am I going to make a mortgage payment because I've been kicked out of a job? I'm not someone who even has to stay in the house all the time because I get to come out and go to the studios and do a show. And I was ashamed of myself when I woke up this morning. And I can't tell you when I've ever felt like this, like in, I don't know, in for like forever. I was ashamed of myself. I didn't count my blessings yesterday because I'm a guy who always counts my blessings. So for those of you who are really struggling, those of you who are going through some real adversity right now, not worrying about where your vacations are going to be this summer, I apologize. I do. I apologize for even wallowing. And you weren't even around me yesterday. And I was like wallowing in it. And I was feeling bummed out and I was feeling pissed off. And I'm sure some of you have felt the same way over the past few weeks. But I hope not about something as trivial as your summer vacations. I was embarrassed when I woke up this morning. And I just wanted to share the story with you because perspective is really, really important. And for the person who lost a job, for the person who has a loved one who's been sick, for a person who's been cooped up in their house alone and not able to interact with people, my foolish, trivial bitching and moaning sounds idiotic. And I was ashamed of myself when I woke up this morning. So, and I plan on not having that happen again. So I appreciate, I'm thinking of everybody out there who's struggling through real adversity. And, but I wanted to share the story because I think it's honest. And I think it's something that a lot of people are going through right now. I bet you a lot of other people have had the same type of feelings.